welfare of animals in factory farms. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. These are not old McDonald's farms. Far from the idyllic, spacious pastures that are often shown in food advertisements and children's programming, factory farms raise large numbers of animals in extreme confinement. More than 99% of farm animals in the U.S. are raised on factory farms, where they're regarded as a commodity for maximizing profit. Factory farmed animals are often subjected to painful mutilations. They're fed growth hormones and bred to grow unnaturally fast and large. These animals often cannot support this unnatural growth, which leads to debilitating and painful conditions and deformities. In order to maintain some semblance of health, factory farmed animals are often administered antibiotics to counteract their unsanitary living conditions. Most factory farmed animals are kept indoors their entire lives, without access to sunlight or the outdoors. For example, some pigs are often kept in cages so narrow that they can't turn around. Caged chickens are sometimes allotted no more floor space than that of a sheet of letter-sized paper. It's true that factory-farmed animals are given food, water, and shelter. Many would say that's enough for an animal that's going to end up on a supermarket shelf. But cruelty to farm animals should be no more acceptable than cruelty to dogs and cats. Farm animals deserve to be treated better. But the welfare of these farm animals isn't the only controversy. We will explore the huge price the environment pays as a result of factory farming tomorrow. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.